Elk Point. Saturday's 3-3 tie with the Provost Blades added to the Elk Point U18 Avalanche's 5-2 win at home on Friday night to give the AV's top billing in their two-game, total point series. Friday night saw Gavin Kadutsky start off his hat-trick evening with a goal early in the first period, assisted by Nick Penner, with Quinton Quinney adding the Avs' second goal 57 seconds later, assisted by Caleb Flamand and Kadutsky. Provost would make it onto the scoreboard just before the middle of the second period, but Flamand was quick to respond off assists by Penner and Kadutsky, with Kadutsky adding his second of the evening, assisted by Cade Fontaine and Gunnar Crawford, with 4:02 left in the frame. The third period remained scoreless for just under 18 minutes, before Kadutsky added his third of the evening off an assist by Flamand, the Blades scoring the final marker of the game with 3 seconds before the final buzzer. Saturday's game in Provost was a wholly different story, with the Blades racking up 3 goals in less than 9 minutes to start the action. Cade Fontaine put the first marker on the Avalanche side of the scoreboard just under 8 minutes into the second period, assisted by Kadutsky and Crawford, and would add another early in the third, unassisted, and Kadutsky add a shorthanded goal assisted by Cade Fontaine and Flamand before a series of scuffles in the final 8 minutes of the game saw the Avalanche rack up 12 minutes in penalties and the Blades 56 minutes, including a pair of game misconducts. Avalanche is now on to a best-of-three-game series with Onion Lake this week, with the winner going on to face the West winner for the Tier 3 banner. Round-robin win. The U15 Avalanche winning streak continued on Saturday at home as they took on the visiting Lloydminster squad in the first game of a round-robin that also includes the Jasper Bearcats. Following a scoreless first half of the game, Braley Lessig scored off helpers from Trace Morgan and Brendan Kadutsky, with Anton Braithwaite scoring later in the second off an assist by Lessig. The final period remained scoreless for more than 16 minutes, until Lloydminster lit their side of the scoreboard with a goal, Brendan Kadutsky replying just over a minute later off assists by Bo St. George and Anton Braithwaite to make the final score 3-1 in favor of the Avalanche. The AVs will play their second game of the round robin this Saturday afternoon at home when the Jasper Bearcats come to visit. If they win, they will clinch the Tier 3 NEAH banner and go on to provincials. U7 wins up season. The U7 Avalanche had their final home game on Saturday, with Crew Mudrick scoring his first goal, Gunnar Kelly getting his first hat trick, and Sunwoo Jung, Axel Arbo and Kason Young also scoring. They followed up the game with their wind-up party that included water slides, swimming and pizza. Crossover loss. The U11 Avalanche braved Sunday's snowy highway to Vermilion where they played another Tier 4 crossover game, with Mikey LaRue stepping up to replace the usual goalie, who was ill, and facing 32 shots. Jace Malo scored all 5 Avalanche goals in the 7-5 loss.